Right, okay, so my name is... No, I'm joking, I can't. So my name's Jenny, and I'm pleased to be with you tonight. I wonder, put your hands up if the big day, so that's Christmas, in case you didn't know, isn't that far away. Put your hands up if you're hoping that it snows this Christmas. Yeah, a couple of people. Yeah, everyone with your hands down, you're miserable. Okay, put your hands up if you're hoping that Father Christmas brings you a little bit of Lego. Oh yeah, there's a few big children in the room that are hoping for that. So there are different things that we hope for at Christmas time. In the same way that there's loads of stuff that we hope for throughout the year. And really a hope is a wish for a bit of joy and a bit of light in the midst of darkness of our daily lives. Now, we've already heard from the Christmas stories about the glamorous parts of the Christmas story. So a miraculous conception, angels, shepherds who get visited by this angel, they go and visit. And if you read later on in some of the Gospels that kind of write and talk about Jesus' life, you hear about exotic visitors coming from the east with their gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. But the thing is, what sounds like a glamorous story at the start, it's also a story about a teenage mum who's got nowhere to have her baby. It's about a bunch of night shift workers. It's about a nation being ruled by Romans who are longing to be rescued. And it's actually about normal people. So don't be fooled. This baby that we've heard about, this baby was born into a weary world of darkness. John's Gospel, which is one of the accounts of Jesus' life, it talks about Jesus arriving using the images of light and darkness. So it doesn't talk about the shepherds, and it don't talk about the angels, and it don't talk about the stars. It talks about light and darkness. And John, as he writes, he names the truth. He basically says the world is dark. Now, I don't know about you, but I think we would probably, certainly on a bad day, agree with that. We see the darkness in our world. We see bullying that takes place at school and in workplaces. We see stress that people are under. We see anxiety and suffering, injustice, grief, and evil. Happy Christmas. The Bible says that we're also in spiritual darkness. So the Bible talks about sin, where we want to be kings and queens of our own lives and not God. It talks about us being spiritually blind and a state of our world without Jesus being dark. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in a dark room before. Now, I mean like a proper dark room. Probably not in a city because you've got so much light pollution coming in the windows that it kind of illuminates it. But you know, like a dark room where you're properly like trying to find your way around because you're confused, you're disorientated, you're lost, it's a little bit scary. And in that darkness, you're just hoping that you find a light switch because I can't see where I'm going. Or you're hoping that someone strikes a match, or you're hoping that someone finds a torch to bring some relief from the darkness that you're in. Before Jesus, it's like we were in that dark room, finding our way around, confused and lost. And it's into that hope arrives. The hope of light. John chapter 1 verse 5 says this, Jesus, the light, shines in the darkness. The light being God's presence to a chaotic world. And so into that, the eternal God becomes flesh, it says in John verse 14 of chapter 1. Becomes flesh and God made his dwelling amongst us. The birth was God choosing to not stand far off from us, but choosing to come close to us, choosing to enter into our mess and live in amongst us. It was God's way of saying, when that baby was born in Bethlehem, he was saying, you are not alone. You don't have to live in darkness anymore. So often, actually, in life, we turn to the artificial lights that often bring us joy, and we think purpose and hope in our dark and weary world. And I don't know for you what that might be. That might be food, it might be popularity, it might be good grades, success, bank balance. But actually, the Bible tells us they're the equivalent of glow sticks. Now, if you do me a favour, you've probably been here for about half an hour, maybe 45 minutes. If you've got a glow stick on your wrist, give us a wave of it. Yep, you took them off. Right, can I say they look really bad? So some of them are still glowing and some of them aren't. And actually, when we run after the things of this world to give us satisfaction, actually, they're just like a glow stick. They're dim. If you're lucky, they'll last an hour. If you're really lucky, maybe 12 hours at a push. But actually, glow sticks and artificial light and the things of this world, they can't outshine and they can't save us from the darkness. John chapter 1 and verse 9 says, Jesus was the true light that gives light to everyone. And that's the reasons why the angels came to announce the birth and the shepherds go and worship a baby. See, when Jesus came, he didn't just bring a little bit of light into the darkness. John says in verse 9 of chapter 1, he was the true light. He was the true light. Because what would happen is, Jesus the baby would grow up. And he would bring light to everyone that he met. So throughout his life, to people who were sick, to the outsider, to people who were searching, to the seemingly good, to those with a bit of a sketchy past. And actually, he would come to those people and he'd bring hope and he'd bring healing and he would welcome them and he would teach them and he would challenge them. John says that is the true light. And we know, don't we, if we're in a dark room and a light appears, our eyes are straight away drawn to that light. Jesus, the true light, is like the sun shining down in the darkness, blindingly bright, continuous. It don't flicker and it don't retreat. And that's how John can say in verse 5 of chapter 1, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness hasn't overcome it. See, because Jesus, that baby, would grow and he would become more powerful than any physical or spiritual darkness we could ever imagine or ever experience. Hope for the weary world is that darkness is real. It's real, but actually it's not final. It doesn't have the final say. Now, who knows the song, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Yeah, a couple of people. Okay, I was hoping it would make it to the song list today, but apparently not. So Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Oh, come on, belt it outside. So just in case you don't know or you don't remember, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, he had a very, very shiny nose. And what happened? One foggy Christmas Eve, the fog made the sky so dark that Santa couldn't see his sleigh. He couldn't, like, fly through the night because of the fog and the darkness. So Santa turns to Rudolph, the one with the glowing nose, who has been teased because he's got such a bright and glowy nose. And he says to Rudolph, I need your help. And so Rudolph, he gets to the front of the sleigh, and with his nose shining bright, he lights up the darkness of the night. And all the other reindeers, they follow his light, and the sleigh can fly, and Christmas is saved. Come on, come on. The darkness turns into a path of light because of Rudolph. I'm going to connect this now. Mary and Joseph got told to name their baby Jesus, which means God saves. The shepherds were told in Luke chapter 2 that a saviour has been born. And he was named that because that's exactly what he was going to do. He was going to save people from the darkness with his light. It says in John chapter 8 verse 12, we are walking in darkness because of all the stuff that we do that is offensive to God. The Bible calls that sin. But it says in that place that God loves you, loves me, loves us so much that he wanted to rescue us from that darkness. And so as the video just showed, like nailed to the cross when Jesus grew, Jesus endured the darkness by taking on sin and evil and punishment that you and I deserved, so that their power could be broken over our lives. And 3 days later, the Bible says that Jesus rose again, his light overcoming the darkness. And now, anyone who trusts Jesus, John says in chapter 12 and verse 36, he can make us children of the light. Jesus, the one who shines in the darkness, bringing light. And that means we can be forgiven. We can be friends with God again. We can be restored. I don't know about you, but sometimes you feel the need for that peace and that hope. And that's exactly what the Bible says Jesus brings to us. He gives us freedom for the guilt and the shame of stuff that we've said and we've done that even those closest to you don't even know about. The Bible says that Jesus brings meaning to life, purpose, and he gives eternal life. So I wonder, just as we, I close tonight, I wonder, like, what are you really hoping for this Christmas? Beyond maybe a white Christmas, beyond whatever the gifts are going to be under the tree, whether it's going to be Lego or it's not, like, what actually is the cry of your heart tonight? For yourself, for people that you love, for the world that you live in. I wonder if it is, I just need a bit of peace. Like, really, I need a little bit of peace. Maybe it's you need to know that you're loved. Maybe you need to experience joy and purpose. Maybe it's hope. Maybe it's friendship. Maybe you just need to feel a little less lonely. Jesus offers all of that. And verse 9 of John chapter 1 says it's for everyone. Regardless of age, regardless of what your story is, your background, whatever your struggle is tonight, he offers it to everyone. And it's a hope that isn't wishful thinking, that kind of like, please let it snow, please let it snow, please let it snow. It's actually a certainty that is based on Jesus. The carol, O Holy Night, that we just heard during that video, and I know it from the Home Alone movies. There's a line in it that says, a thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. And it rejoices because of this. Verse 9 of John chapter 1, the true light, Jesus, that gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. Friends, the darkness is real, and there's no glossing over that. No amount of tinsel or fairy lights are going to change that. But the truth is, the light is stronger than the darkness. And we don't have to be overcome by darkness within us or around us, because the light, Jesus, has come. In the readings earlier, we heard that Mary treasured the things that she had heard from God in her heart. The angels were singing praise to God for all that was happening about this baby arriving. And the shepherds, they ran, they went to see what was going on, because hope had arrived. And so for us tonight and for us this Christmas, how will we respond? How will we respond? Maybe it's just a case that we need to pray a prayer to God and say, I want to walk in the light and not in the darkness. It's as simple as that. Jesus' arrival didn't come after you and I got our lives back together and sorted ourselves out and became perfect enough for him to arrive. He came right into the middle of the mess, right into the middle of the darkness, right into the middle of the weary world. And he says, I am the true light that gives light to everyone. He came into the world. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you that you are the true light that gives light to everyone. And I thank you at Christmas, we remember the amazing, miraculous parts of the Christmas story. But I also thank you for the truth that, Jesus, you came as the light into the darkness. And so for us tonight, where we are weary, where we're experiencing darkness in our own lives, I pray that we would turn to you, the one who is light and who brings light. And so, Jesus, be the hope in my and in our weary world, and be the light that lights up our darkness, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.